This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're doing a bracket today because of the madness, all the madness.
Yep.
March Madness launches today. Hopefully you got to get out of work a little bit early, slide out to a sports bar and watch some of the games and whatnot. And by the way, to that end, tell them where we're going to be tomorrow, KT.
We're going to be at the Eagle's Nest in Fort Worth. It's a very good sports bar. We've done a lot of stuff out there at the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah.
So hopefully you will come out and see us.
A lot of good tolos out there.
A lot of great tolos in the 817 in general. A lot of great tolos in general.
Yep.
That's at 8455 Boat Club Road is going to be the address for you. 8455 Boat Club Road in Fort Worth. We'll be there 3 to 7 doing the show. We'll have the Madness on. And we'll be talking sports and having drinks and having a great day out at the Eagle's Nest Sports Bar 817. See you out there in Fort Worth.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. Zion will be playing in that 6 to 7 hour, the last hour of our show, so you'll be able to hang out and watch a little Duke. That's going to be fun. The Eagle's Nest in Fort Worth tomorrow. That's where we're going to be doing our show. And we love that so many Tolos are going to vote on our favorite on their favorite theme song. We've got 16 choices. You don't have to fill out a whole bracket. We're just looking for people to pick these songs and which one of these songs is their favorite. And by a landslide, the vote is still open right now. You can go right now to 1053thefan.com/vote and vote. Right now, the Travis Frederick intro is running away with the most number one votes from our listeners.
And the Travis Frederick intro and the Emily Jones intro made it to the final two in the West bracket. Okay. Now we're doing the East bracket now. The number one seed in the East bracket. Something that Shippy knows that we get requested to play this quite a bit. This is the old Ben and Skin Show intro song.
Glad to have you on board today, because it's going to be a good show. Live Metroplex into the world today. This is the Ben and Skin Show. Ben's a knee-jerk and chubby overheated fan. Skin is analytical, a nerdy man's man. They tend to joke around, in fact it's guaranteed. But even when they're playing this, they get you what you consistent, locally persistent, homegrown homeboys you can't miss, so you'll be missing the stories of the day in an entertaining way. So let's get at it with no further delay. This is the Ben and Skin Show. Here we go. This is the Ben and Skin Show. Here we go.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Oh, yes.
I cry to that song in my car all the time.
Yep.
Now, number eight, this is actually one that Ben didn't create. Ben created most of these through his mind genius. This is the number eight seed. Doesn't get played a lot. We have a segment that we do sometimes called Around the Beef when there's sports fights going on. Shippy actually made this. This is Around the Beef.
Irish beef stew.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, chill it out for a second.
16 freaking million.
I'm going to ask you to tone it down for a second because I said I was getting angry, but now you're getting a little heated.
Beef brisket.
Get off it.
Roast beef.
No. I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't
do.
Tell me. I watch the damn game.
Mongolian beef.
Why are you arguing with me about this? God, you make it freaking unbearable to talk about this stuff.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Beef.
Where's the beef?
It's what's for dinner.
All right, I think I'm not voting on these because I made a lot of these songs. I think Shippy should recuse himself and not vote here.
Yeah.
So it'll be myself. I'll have a vote. KT will have a vote. And the Tolo will have a vote.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys have gone to 1053thefan.com/vote and voted because this is where the Tolo vote really comes in. And I'd like to get this party started.
Yeah.
I'd like to vote for the Around the Beef intro.
Oh!
I'm sorry. Like, the old intro was, I enjoyed it and it was fun to hear it again. But I really like our new intro that we start our show with every day at 3. And I think Shippy made an absolute freaking masterpiece with that, with the fart drops and the beef. I mean, all the fighting that happened. I'm going to go with Around the Beef personally.
Hey, look, I love the Tolo, but more than anything, I love a good upset. Around the Beef gets my vote as well.
Oh, the
madness! The madness!
The madness!
The 8 seed around the beef advances.
Wow, 10% of our voters at 1053thefan.com/vote voted for the... not 10%, 7%.
7%. Yep,
7%.
Someone's asking, did Roy's Wide Web make the cut? I thought about doing that, the intros of all the other shows, because our segments are a certain amount of time.
I had to contain
it to just the Ben and Skin Show. Next, a big football battle. Number 4 versus number 5. The number 4 seed, the Brian brought us intro song.
Who can break the film down like Obi-Wan Kenobi? It's Brian brought us what? It's Brian brought us. Official NFL scout of Galloway and Cumley. It's Brian brought us what? It's Brian brought us. Who can break the film down like Obi-Wan Kenobi? It's Brian brought us what? It's Brian brought us. Official NFL scout of Galloway and Cumley. It's Brian brought us what? It's Brian brought us.
My buddy Cho helped me make that. Shout out to Cho.
I like that part at the end, that synth part.
Yeah.
It's so soothing.
Now, that's a dance. That's a dance party jam.
Yep.
Kind of another dance party jam. The number 5 seed going up against it, the Jesse Holly intro.
He won it all on 4th and long. Born survivor, crazy strong. Overcame a lot, need to write a book, y'all. All-state hoops, all-state football. Played for the Cows, 09 to 11. Now he owns a biz and lives for the heavens. Catch him on the court, prepare to get done. Remember, God is love, get some. Get some.
Now on 105.3.
Pretty good.
All right, it's a tough one.
A text in about the Chris Davis baseball party. We had to get it down to 16. But
think
yes.
about that. We once had a segment with Chris Davis of the Rangers called the Chris Davis Home Run Party. He didn't hit a single home run in the season and got sent down to the minors. And I had to call him and tell him we were canceling the show.
Amazing.
It was the worst call I've ever had to make.
Now, like any 4 versus 5 matchup, it's going to be tight. Shippy, go ahead and drop a vote.
Woo. Those are two of the most soothing intros I think that we have on this show. I love the Brian Broaddus intro, but I think I love the flow of the Jesse Holly intro, so I'm going to go with the Jesse Holly intro.
Now on 105.3, give it up for John Shippey.
They're so close that I'm going to leave this one to the Tolos. I'll vote for the Broaddus intro.
There we go.
Okay.
If you go to 1053thefan.com/vote, we've been tallying your votes all day.
The Tolos have spoken. They want the Broaddus intro.
Wow. The Broaddus intro advances the 4 seed.
The madness.
That was a good matchup, a good football matchup right there. Now we go to the 3 versus the 6. The number 3 seed in the Ben and Skin Show theme song bracket, the Love Shack.
Welcome to the Love Shack, baby. Ben and Skin ladies, talking love life in a white Mercedes. Maybe let us be nice to you.
Oh.
And put our advice in you. Welcome to the Love Shack, lady. Life can get crazy. You need 2 sexperts. Roadhouse Swayze.
Roadhouse Swayze.
Let me handle your man problems for you.
Let us put our advice in you. And by the way, that segment is still around. It's just evolved and changed in this climate.
Yeah. It's the Love Shack of love.
And now it's just, you know, we're kind of like the love doctors. We just break down relationships and stuff. But it's not the old bit.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know what the old bit was.
I don't either. Had a time and a place, and it went, and it's gone.
I don't think it did anything.
But the song is around every once in a while.
Now it's going up against the number 6 seed, Dr. TiVo.
At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the gold, and then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius. At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the gold, and then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius.
Wow, another good one. Another good one. Chippy?
I'm going with the Love Shack intro, especially with the scene from the when you attach the clip from Parks and Rec. That was when I was going through Parks and Rec on KT's recommendation, and I was waiting for that scene, and it finally hit me in the final season, I believe. So I'm going to go with the Love Shack intro. That's a classic.
Yep. I'm going to do the vote, and just so in case anyone of the Tolos would have the Love Shack beating Dr. TiVo. I love the Dr. TiVo intro, but it's the Love Shack.
Yes! Yeah. Love Shack advances.
That's one of, before I worked on this show, I think you guys had sent me some of these intro songs ideas, And I was going, whoa, that's badass. I like it. Number two, a sports matchup to close the Eastern bracket.
Classic.
Number two, Barry Church.
It's time to talk church. It's time to talk church. It's time to talk church. It's Barry Church. It's time to talk to church on the Bennett Skin Show.
That's really good.
Amazing.
That's really good. Man, Rugi just went oppo out and surprised.
Yep.
For all those who needed a Ranger update. Number seven seed, JD, who will join us on Mondays during the regular season. JD John Damn Daniels.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's
Mike Daly.
He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making all
right. Wait, when we were in Surprise, we were walking up to the practice facility and a couple of front office guys are talking and there's a scout there and he goes, oh my God, you guys do the JD intro. He goes, yeah, you guys say Mike Daly over the song. They love it.
Thad Levine. Yeah. I'll vote first, Shippy. I love the JD intro, but it's the quick poppy, the sweet short burst of the Barry Church intro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to go with the Barry Church.
Barry
intro
Church.
As well.
Barry Church advances. And that would have been a deadlock tie with the Tolos. The vote over at 1053thefan.com/vote was 2% to 2%.
So at 6:40, we will get it down. We'll finish the East bracket, get it to the Final Four. And then we will have the Final Four. In the West bracket, it's the Emily Jones intro, the Travis Frederick intro. In the Eastern bracket, there's still four left. We'll get that down to two, and then we will have a Final Four. We'll have more voters as the KNC Masterpiece will be able to pitch in at 6:40. And we'll find out what is the best Ben and Skin Show theme.
And I love that the great Brian Broaddus was listening and is happy his song advanced. That's so awesome.
He's
dude.
Alive.
We
He's
love
a
you, Broaddus.
Alive.
You're alive in this thing, Broaddus. Your intro is alive and kicking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.